producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Dakota, in the friendly confines of the What's On Your Mind studio. Welcome to what do we got here, folks? We have the, is it already the 9th of July? Yeah, how about that? 9th of July, and the edition of What's On Your Mind straight ahead on the program today. We're going to deal with the crisis at the border. A lot of you wanted to talk about that yesterday, and you know what? I first saw this story about Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, refusing a handshake. And then I heard the backstory behind it, and I understood why he did it, and now I think he's been vindicated in this whole thing. I want to spend a little time on that today. Sarah Palin also has come out and said it's time to impeach President Obama. And so these are two strong Republican leaders with obviously a great deal of frustration shared by many in our audience, and we want to spend a little time talking about that today. A guest on the program, Garrett Groves, will be here from the Agronomy Division of Pinnacle Tioga. We'll get an update on how growers are doing out in the oil patch. Always enjoy that conversation. Ron Ness will be here, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We're going to talk about a new day in oil development in North Dakota concerning flaring. Some pretty tough penalties. We'll talk with Ron about what that'll mean for the industry. Also, the American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Director of Congressional Relations, Patricia Wolf, will be here. A lot of concerns about uncertainty in the tax code for growers. And so we're going to talk about that today as well. On the program. Thanks to everybody in Oaks, North Dakota that was so accommodating, so wonderful. I spent actually a good deal of time there after the show. Had a chance to sit down with a number of community leaders and hear about all the exciting things happening down there, the sense of community they have there, which is strong, and some of their challenges as well, especially in building more housing and accommodating the needs of the growing businesses there. So that was wonderful. Had a wonderful tour of the hospital that Oaks Community Hospital, beautiful facility, and really for that size community, amazing piece of infrastructure. So that was great, and thanks to the folks that accommodated us down there. And then went over to Harris Machine Company and learned a little bit about what they're doing down there, and really quite an extraordinary operation there that's diversified and serving the ag sector and serving the military, defense, as well as a growing amount of work being done in the oil industry as well, right out of Oaks, North Dakota. So that's exciting to see. And then wrapped up out at the Schulich Farm, Brian and Julie Schulich were nice enough to borrow us a spot to do the Energy Matters program that I do now with Tim Fisher on KFIRE 550 and KLTC Dickinson Tuesday afternoon. So anyway, it was just a all-around great day out at Oaks, and appreciate all the good folks that joined us, and we look forward to being in more places to find out what's in your town, courtesy of our friends at Cloverdale and Arvig, and I want to thank them as our sponsors are going to allow us to take off on these tours, as well as our good friends at PetroServe USA, who fill us up, not only with the 4-for-4 special, the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, and the 20-ounce soda, the couple of cookies, but also some of that American-made fuel, too. So good way to hit the road. We look forward to being in more places. We'll be in Williston later this month, and a couple times a month we're going to go on What's in Your Town tours just to find out more about all the great communities throughout North Dakota. All right, let's get the scoop here. I'm going to play a Fox News special breaking news report from the top of the hour on what is going on in Texas today with President Obama. As I understand, he was going down there for a fundraiser. And a couple of fundraisers in Texas, and then somebody said, you know, you really can't go to Texas for fundraisers given what's going on at the border and not do something about that, so you better do something there. So they invite Rick Perry, the governor, to come shake his hand at the arrival of Air Force One, and Rick Perry said, no, I'm not doing a handshake, just that, you know, we got a problem here. And that prompted, you know, an event, a roundtable of sorts. I don't know, I would imagine Rick Perry's going to prevent it from being a roundtable, but here's the Fox News report on this. You listen to that, and then let's talk about this a little bit here.
Cameras are everywhere, America. Yep. Wow. All right, face-to-face on the crisis near the border happening today. Texas Governor Rick Perry in a showdown with President Obama in Dallas this afternoon, set to meet on the flood of illegal immigrants pouring across our border. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to a big show here. I'm Bill Hemmer. This is America's Newsroom. And
this is Martha McCallum. Good morning, Bill Hemmer. How are you doing?
Terrific, actually.
Good. I'm so glad to hear that. So Governor Perry's doing terrific also. Mm-hmm. He's got a big meeting today. He and the president will take part in a rather hastily arranged roundtable. They're going to get together with some religious leaders. We'll see how much impact that has on what's going on the border. And then after that, they will, the president, rather, is going to do two fundraisers today. He's gotten criticized for that because he's not going to go to the border to see this crisis firsthand in the midst of all of this. Casey Stegall's live in Dallas. So, Casey, what do we know about this meeting? Are they actually going to sit down one-on-one at any point, the governor and the president?
Well, Martha, good morning. No, it's really interesting sort of how this all came together. We are told that it is not going to be a one-on-one, but it is very interesting how it came to pass. First of all, we need to, of course, inform you that it's no secret there's been this big political battle between President Barack Obama and Texas Governor Rick Perry, especially when it comes to the issue of immigration. And since this humanitarian crisis has been in the news, Perry's office has sent several letters to the White House asking for assistance and asking for the president to personally visit the Rio Grande Valley down in South Texas. That's the spot that's been described as ground zero for this flood of immigrant children coming into this country. Well, the White House responded with an invitation for Perry to greet the president when he lands in Texas later today. Obama's original plan was to attend nothing but fundraisers, but then Governor Perry fired back, declining that invite, saying that a quick tarmac handshake simply wouldn't cut it. So the White House then later extended an invitation for Governor Perry to attend a round table in Dallas later, comprised of civic and religious leaders, and Perry accepted that invite. Listen.
We thought it made sense here to extend an invitation to Governor Perry to allow him to participate in that meeting with other Texans who are seeking to address the situation in a constructive manner. So we're looking forward to Governor Perry participating in that meeting.
So a whole lot of back and forth there basically is what happened yesterday. The president, by the way, will be in Austin tomorrow. More fundraising on the calendar. And at this point, no border visit has been added to the schedule that we're aware of, Martha.
Wow.
All right. So there you have the scoop on what happened. So the headlines yesterday was Perry refuses a handshake of the president. And it evidently woke the White House up to say, well, let's invite him to this roundtable. So you got to say attaboy to Rick Perry. I mean, I originally thought, you know, okay, I don't know that there's any place for pettiness in the middle of this, but knowing the back channel that he's wanting the, you know, number one, the president originally planning to come for fundraisers. Can you imagine? Somebody thankfully woke up and said, this is not going to look good. My gosh. Now you throw together a round table. I guess you check the box. Not so sure that it'll accomplish the goal, but the fact that Rick Perry is there, unbound by any sense of, you know, he's unafraid. He's going to take this head on. I think he's been vindicated in this deal. I really do. Seems to me that, you know, the invite to greet the president with a handshake at the tarmac is almost an insult. He refuses. And I must say, to me, if that was all he had an opportunity to do, I still would go. I still would go, even though he's right. It was an insult, and even though he got, I think, what he's gunning for out of this, and that's attention on the immigration issue, especially ground zero. At what would you have done? Would you, you know, to me, go there, shake the hand, and say, for the benefit of the cameras, you've got to come to the Rio Grande. You've got to come down, and you've got to see this. Fix this problem. I wouldn't lose the opportunity to have FaceTime with the president, even if it was brief and at the airport. But gutsy move by Rick Perry, pulls it off. Got to give him full credit there. Sarah Palin yesterday. Time to impeach the president. Heard this from others in our audience. What do you make of her comments? Perry and Palin, unafraid, these two. Absolutely unafraid. She said this to the folks at Breitbart. And wrote a piece for them specifically. Here's what she said. Enough is enough of the years of abuse from this president. His unsecured border crisis is the last straw that makes the battered wife say no mas. Without borders, there is no nation. Obama knows this. Opening our borders to a flood of illegal immigrants is deliberate. So for her, it was this border crisis that was the final straw. Is she right, is my question for you. Is Rick Perry right to do what he's doing, is my question for you. 855-200-1776. By the way, Pat Buchanan, who has a new book out about Nixon making the circuit, has said impeachment being brought up by Republicans outraged over Barack Obama's usurpations of power and unilateral rewriting of law. And his taunting of John Boehner and the GOP to say, sue me. Democrats are talking impeachment to rally a lethargic base. More coming up. Don't go away. Resorts is on your summer bucket list. Have I got a deal for you? Hey, friends, it's Scott Hannon. You've heard me talk about Chase on the Lake over in Walker, Minnesota, the premier resort and spa right on the shores of Leech Lake. And as they've done in the past, Chase on the Lake sets the bar higher. A lot of resorts, especially the good ones, don't offer very good, if any, specials during the peak summer season. Well, guess what? For all of July and August, a buy one, get one. You book a Sunday night at Chase, you get Monday night free. That's right. Buy any Sunday night in July or August, get Monday night absolutely free. It's Chase on the Lake we're talking about here. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2- and 3-bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining is fabulous, the watercraft rentals, it goes on and on. And as if that were not enough, how about a 50% off spa treatment any Monday in July or August? Great getaway. Go to chaseonthelake.com right now. Promo code Scott to get this deal. Chaseonthelake.com. Promo code Scott. Call them at 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
To take to the airwaves today to suggest Rick Perry was being a little petty in not wanting to shake the president's hand and use it as an opportunity to get in his face on the border crisis. And the guy's been vindicated because he says no to the White House greeting for a handshake and ends up being a participant in the roundtable on the immigration issue, which probably would not have even been scheduled had he not said no. So I think Rick Perry's doing attaboy myself. Blanquita Cullum is here.
And in Texas.
And in Texas, yes. What are folks saying about Rick Perry's move down there?
Let me tell you, they are so fed up with what's happening on the border. And, you know, really, I was telling my sister who lives in California, and she was talking about, she was in San Diego, close to where Murrieta is, the people are they're so disgusted. And it's not like we don't understand. I mean, I have relatives in Mexico. I'm half Mexican. My mother was a Mexican citizen. And I have supported amnesty in the past. But what is going on right now is such an abomination. And really, I cannot understand why the president is not insisting that the Mexican president and Honduran president, the Nicaraguan president, Salvadorian president, all those guys, he looks like a real hero, to get their people. The fact of the matter is the majority of these young kids have been terribly abused. You've got drug dealers coming in with kids. You've got potentially the Al-Qaeda coming across the border. And the idea that the president wants to fix it with billions of dollars when people are out of work in this country and he could do something more substantial by working with our neighbors to the south is disgraceful. And people are very happy that Perry didn't slip in and have photo op. They would have been furious. And he's out there right now at a fundraiser tonight with a filmmaker from San Antonio, actually, by the name of Robert Rodriguez. So people are pretty disgusted.
Well, this is what's pretty amazing. He was going down there for fundraisers, not doing anything on the border. They invite Perry for a handshake. He says no, which I'm not so sure I would have done. I was, when I first saw the story, thought, you know, why not go there and make immigration the issue that you're bringing up with them, but whatever.
Yeah, because what they would have done is they would have had a smiling photo op, and the president would have been shaking hands with him, and nothing would have been done, and Perry would have felt used. I understand that. The situation is unbelievable on the border. And the illness and believe me, I lived on the border. I lived in Brownsville, right next to Matamoros. And that scene right now is a nightmare.
So Perry says no and then ends up as part of this roundtable that is being billed as one with civic and religious leaders. I don't know what they hope to accomplish. You know, and then evidently he's going to Austin for more fundraisers tomorrow. How does he go down there without going to the border, without seeing this himself?
I am hoping that he will do like he has done in other situations, and pull a surprise visit. I mean, to me, it wouldn't be a surprise. He wants to look like a hero instead of trying to look like a leader. And so he may go up, and it'll be carefully constructed. Honestly, when the press can't even go down there, you have rules and regulations that have been published in the San Antonio Express News about what you can do and what you can't do if you're a member of the press. You can't ask any questions. You only can go in areas that they designate. You know, it is complete censorship. And so that they present an image of what's going on as opposed to the reality and the horror. You can't take pictures. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's getting worse by the day, too. It's just unbelievable. How about this story that the lice is so bad they can be seen crawling down their faces? I mean, you just, you know.
And you've got outbreaks of chickenpox, measles. You've got tuberculosis breaking out in some areas. You know, and remember, these border towns and the most parts like Nogales and Juarez and Laredo and Matamoros, Tijuana, they are right on the American border, and many of those places, like in the Rio Grande, people think of the Rio Grande as being in the movies where you see the big river. Most of the kids are pretty dry. You just walk across it. And they can get right there. Now, think of all the hundreds of thousands of American families and Mexican-American families and Mexican nationals that have been on the American side that are now going to be subjected to all kinds of disease, all kinds of drug traffickers, all kinds of potential gangs. Now, there are a lot of innocents that are being there, too, because any child that's being sent there, whether or not they went by their own free will or another, even if they were sent by a drug cartel, they're innocent. So you have to feel for those children. But do they need to be subjected to this kind of a travesty without their parents? And even if they're sent back, we don't even try to help them get in a situation that their own government will try to correct. I mean, it's nuts.
Here, by the way, is more on the medical situation at one particular ER down in Texas. Listen to the, Oklahoma.
It could have deadly consequences here in the U.S. Our good friend from Fox News Radio, Todd Starnes, he's joining us from Dallas, Texas tonight with an exclusive report about a potential breakout of tuberculosis. Todd.
Yeah, that's right, Sean. Good evening. My sources inside a camp for illegals at Lackland Air Force Base say it's one giant emergency room. They tell me tuberculosis has become a very dangerous issue there. Now, nurses say the number of children presenting with symptoms of tuberculosis is simply staggering. Spitting up blood, chest pains, constant coughing, just some of the symptoms. There are at least three confirmed cases at a facility for illegals in Austin, Texas. Now, we've also learned that nurses and other healthcare workers are telling us that the federal government is covering up the extent of the health crisis. They say kids have scabies. They also say they have chickenpox and an all-out epidemic of lice so severe, they say the bugs can be seen crawling down the faces of the children.
This is in an emergency room in the United States of America.
Let me tell you where Lackland Air Force Base is. That's in San Antonio. Okay, that's right where I am. San Antonio has had its hands full. They, you know, not only have we had the situation at Lackland, but remember, over at Fort Sam Houston, now who's able to go to the grocery store and stuff and go to the markets, the shopping malls is Bob Bergdahl. Now, and that base from where I am right now is not even 10 minutes away, maybe 5 minutes away from my daughter's house. So, I mean, the fact of the matter is the president, the obscenity of a president going to fundraisers while his country is in a serious crisis, I mean, this is beyond his Katrina. This is worse than that, because no matter who takes this next time, and then you have the other obscenity going on right now, with you have the United States Senate trying to override the decision rendered by the Supreme Court on Hobby Lobby. So it means that no matter what decision is rendered in the highest court of the land, they're going to try to be able to say we're more important than the law.
Yeah, the arrogance of power here is unbelievable. You're absolutely right. BQ, thank you so much. The Golden Girls, one half of them anyway today on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Before the top of the hour, back to the news headlines in a moment. The border crisis, Sarah Palin's op-ed saying it's time to impeach President Obama, and other things in the news today, including what Blanquita mentioned at the end of the segment there of the Golden Girls, the Senate Democrats set to unveil a bill to override the Hobby Lobby decision. What do you make of that? All coming up on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Your calls, questions, and comments welcome at 855-200-1776. Right now, let's talk some ag with our friend, Garrett Groves, location manager for Pinnacle's Agronomy Division in Tioga. Hey, Garrett, how you doing?
Morning, not so bad. How about yourself?
You know, I believe it was a week ago you said, we just need some heat. We need some warm. You know, it wasn't a bad week in that regard. You did pretty good in stirring Mother Nature up there a little bit. Has it helped?
Well, yeah, it helped. I mean, we got a little bit of weather that probably wasn't full choice, but, you know, it's kind of the hand Mother Nature deal, though.
So, it's been quite an interesting ride weather-wise. Give us a little sense of what you're hearing from growers. What's happening?
Well, a lot of the small greens are progressing quite nicely. We're just at the very tail end of spraying here, and we're got the airplanes fired up now. So we've been putting on some fungicides for head scab and plant health, and that's been going on about every day. And row crops are, for the most part, sprayed. You know, the soybeans probably need a little bit more attention, and Then after that, we'll maybe pull out a harvester of some sort.
And, you know, the too wet mantra is something we're hearing from growers everywhere. Obviously, that's led to, you know, lots of concerns regarding the weed situation. You've been updating us on that regularly. Any particular weeds that remain a challenge for growers?
Well, this year it's been kind of a different year. You know, we've had Canada thistle and green and yellow foxtail have been more prevalent than I guess I've seen in my career. And we do our best with what we have available. And it seems like, you know, for the most part, we can take care of what we have to. There are a couple crops that it gets a little bit difficult in. But, yeah, for the most part, you know, we've done the right things this year so that, you know, the weeds that we have are pretty well gone.
And you mentioned, too, that you hadn't seen in some time. Is that because of the wet conditions?
Well, I think it has some relation to it. You know, fall burn down, that might be a factor. You know, and there's probably other reasons, too, that get my mind.
And what advice going forward here? What kind of things are your phone ringing about, Garrett?
You know, a lot of guys wondering about timings on spraying for a fusarium head blight or head scab. And guys are always welcome to give myself or Alan, our other agronomist, a phone call. We are more than willing to go out and check fields for guys and time it so that you get everything on at optimum timing.
And, you know, are we turning that corner now? When you dole out that advice, what are you suggesting on timing?
Well, you wanted at certainly a flowering, you know, on the small grains wise. Barley's a little bit different, so that's flowering at a different time. But, I would say, you know, the best thing is, you know, guys are certainly welcome to check their own fields, but if they'd like us to do it, you know, that's part of what we do. So.
And you mentioned earlier aerial spraying kicking off. We're getting to that point now where foliage is preventing some of the ground spraying, so we're transitioning to more and more of the aerial spraying at this point?
Yep, I would say, you know, day in and day out, we have at least one airplane running, and I would think when it peaks out, we'll have multiple aircraft in the air.
And crank up some of those heating units. That's what we need more than anything right now. Keep the weeds at bay and some heat, right?
Correct.
All right, sir, anything else you want to add today for our fine listeners in the oil patch out in Pinnacle Country?
No, you know, you're always welcome to call myself on my cell phone. You can call me direct at 701-621-1477. And I just want to wish our growers a happy and safe week.
Happy and safe week for sure. 701-621-1477 is Garrett's number. Thanks, Garrett. Good chatting with you as always, and have a good week. We'll talk to you next week.
Catch you later.
All right. Take care. Very good, folks. Our friend Garrett from Pinnacle with an update there, and always appreciate his checking in on what's going on there. He did do some good things in the weather last week because I saw some of the warmest temps of the entire summer. Other than that little, you know, burst we had at the end of May, we actually saw some upper 80s and low 90s. It has been less than ideal conditions. So to see the temps climb up there as they did, not exactly stringing a bunch of days together of the warmer weather, but things have been not too bad in that regard. We'll tell you more about that coming up in a little bit. Also on the program today, reminder that we have Ron Ness here from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We're going to talk about the Industrial Commission's new rules on flaring. And there previously was a process put in place to say when you apply for a permit to drill, we also want to know what your plan is for flaring. That was part one. Now part two was if you don't meet that plan, what are the penalties? And some are calling this a new day for the industry and some pretty tough penalties to really force the reduction in flaring. So we're going to get the perspective of the industry on that front. A lot of concerns, especially among growers, with the new tax code changes. And so our friends from the North Dakota Farm Bureau have helped us line up a guest from the American Farm Bureau, Patricia Wolf. There's a congressional fix for this in the works, and a lot of folks think that ultimately that's how they're going to avoid these new changes. So Patricia Wolf is the Senior Director of Congressional Relations for the American Farm Bureau. We'll talk about what's happening in Congress on the new tax code changes for farmers, because there's a lot of folks concerned about that as well. So we're going to deal with that today on the program. And we'll talk about Rick Perry and Barack Obama down at the border. We'll talk about Sarah Palin. We'll talk about what's going on in Congress. And as always, we'll talk about anything you want to talk about today on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Right now, I don't know about you, but I could use a little diversion. And that might include the Twins and their victory over Seattle and a few other things happening in sports from our friend Dustin Moore, who slides in to talk a little sports for us today. Hello, D. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scott. Good morning, everyone. Well, the Twins did snag a big one in Seattle last night. Sam Fold homered, going 3-for-3 with two steals, and the Twins won 2-0. Nice to see Sam Fold back at the plate doing stuff.
On the active roster when we get to Colorado, there's a drive to right center field. This ball's hit. Wow, it is back! And gone! A home run for Sam Fold. His second of the year, his first of the year, came against the Twins at Target Field.
He had been injured for a little while earlier in the season, but nice to have him back in the lineup. Phil Hughes, who's been pitching very well lately, he probably would have been on the All-Star team had it not been for three bad outings earlier in this year, but he had pitched seven scoreless innings, and the Minnesota Twins blanked Seattle 2-0. Hughes struck out eight and gave up eight hits without issuing a walk to break up the two-start losing streak. Glenn Perkins sailed through a perfect ninth inning for his 21st save and 24 opportunities. This is how it ended for the Twins All-Star.
Play anywhere is a tough out at the plate.
One hop, backhanded by Escobar. Long throw, and the Twins answer. An opening loss to the Mariners 2-0 last night with a 2-0 win here tonight.
Minnesota is 40-49, 10.5 games back of Detroit. Yesterday, the Twins placed right-hander Ricky Nolasco on the 15-day disabled list because of a strain in his right elbow, an injury that has not been kind to Twins pitchers in recent years. The Twins have five games remaining before Monday's All-Star break, two games remaining against Seattle tonight and tomorrow, and then three games against Colorado Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tonight on the mound for the Twins, Kyle Gibson. The Twins starting pitching has not been good this year. Without yesterday's start, the Twins' ERA was starting pitching ERA was 5.01, the season worst in the AL. However, their bullpen ERA is 3.27, which is fifth best in the league. Well, Brian Dozier will be taking part in All-Star Week festivities after all at Target Field. Dozier, who was left off the American League squad for the All-Star game, will instead represent the Twins and the AL in the Gillette Home Run Derby on Monday at 7 p.m. on ESPN. Dozier is leading the Twins with 16 home runs this year and has 27 home runs over his last 162 games dating back to last July. Dozier said he found out that he was a finalist for the Derby this week and was officially informed by AL captain and Blue Jays slugger Jose Bautista early yesterday. He'll have his brother Clay, a former left-handed pitcher and outfielder who played college ball at Delta State University in Mississippi, throw to him. Other participants in the Home Run Derby this year are Adam Jones, center fielder for Baltimore, last year's winner Yonis Cespedes of Oakland, in the National League Troy Tulowitzki of Colorado, Todd Frazier of Cincinnati, Yasiel Puig of the Dodgers, and Giancarlo Stanton of Miami will also be participating. I believe there's going to be one more person from each league also being announced. And then there were three. FIFA World Cup is down to the final three teams after Germany's slaughtering of Brazil 7-1. There's not really any other way to put it. Half the country was crying before halftime as Germany scored about five goals in the first 30 minutes, I believe, and it was a laugher. Germany goes on to the finals on Sunday. The big game today, Netherlands versus Argentina. That's going to be at 3 o'clock, I believe. The Netherlands beat Spain, Australia, Chile, and Mexico to get here in the quarterfinals. They won in penalties over Costa Rica. Argentina got here by beating Bosnia-Herzegovina, Iran, Nigeria, Switzerland, and Belgium. So the semifinal, Netherlands and Argentina tonight, and then the final happens on Sunday. The FM Redhawks continue their slide in the American Association, losing 9-5 last night to the Gary South Shore Railcats in Newman Outdoor Field. The Redhawks have lost 11 of 13, including their past four games. The Redhawks have fallen below the 500 mark for the first time this season and have lost their past six home games. The Redhawks made a roster move prior to yesterday's game, signing first baseman Eric Castro, who has AAA experience. Castro was 0-3 in his debut. The Redhawks were eight games above 500 in late June. They had a 23-15 record after a 5-3 home victory against St. Paul on June 24th. That was the team's last home victory, and the FM Redhawks really haven't been the same since. Tonight, right-hander Taylor Stanton will take the mound, and let's see here. Tim Alberts was released from the Redhawks prior to yesterday's game. Alberts had only batted .225 with six extra base hits in 47 games this season. And sign-up sheets for the FM Junior All-City Golf Tournament are available at pro shops of the Fargo Country Club and Moorhead's Village Green Golf Course tomorrow and Thursday. The tournament begins July 21st at the Fargo Country Club, July 22nd at Village Green. More of What's on Your Mind coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
NASA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
the base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
In Fargo, heading for 75 today. A north breeze at about 7 miles an hour right now. In oil country, a similar story. A little cooler, I guess, but it'll be about 79 today. So same temp-wise, 52 right now. A bit foggy, too, as a matter of fact. And winds calm. Can that be right? North wind at 0. I'm showing calm winds in many places of the oil patch. I'll believe it when I see it. Anyway, more on the weather in just a moment here. Telephone numbers are 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Here's a call that came in during the break.
Obama must be cheering today since he's well on his way to succeeding in his goal of turning the United States of America into a communist dictatorship with him as dictator.
All right. Agree or disagree with that caller? 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave a message. Press 2 to chat with us on the air, on the program. And we're going to open up the phones here for a good 40 minutes or so ahead of our conversation with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. By the way, I know it's Wednesday, and I know we normally have a talk radio town hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer, but he will not be here this week because today's slot was taken up by a very important hearing on the infamous open waters rule proposal by the EPA. So I think all of us want our congressman in the middle of that hearing battling away. So he'll be doing that today. We do have a couple of questions that have come in for Congressman Cramer. We'll throw them out there for our audience so you know what's on the minds of folks today, but won't be able to get you the answers today. Couple of questions we're going to tackle. One, did Rick Perry handle the situation right in Texas, initially refusing a handshake with the president, which leveraged ultimately an invite to a roundtable on immigration? President down there for fundraisers and had to hastily add a roundtable on immigration because of what was happening with Rick Perry. So really, by Rick Perry saying no, no thanks to the invite, come to the airport, which I have to admit I initially thought was rather petty. I understand the frustration, but I wouldn't do that. I would just go there and make sure you force the issue. And on the other hand, he's right, I'm wrong, because by saying no, what did the president have? He didn't want that to be the story that, Rick Perry says no, and the reason he says no is because, by golly, you ought to be coming down here dealing with immigration, not doing fundraisers, and so he has to add an event on immigration. Score for Rick Perry, right? Sarah Palin says it's time for us to consider impeachment. Pat Buchanan, kind of old guard Republican, says no way. Who's right? Want your take on that today, too, on the program. So let us know. 855-200-1776. We'll also talk about some of the tax code changes being proposed in Congress with the American Farm Bureau. Jan and Elba Lake, let's get you in here. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. I'm really concerned about this border situation. I've been listening the last few days. And I think it's being obviously planned, but all of the disease that's coming in is really an issue. There was a doctor and his wife on the radio the other day, and they talked about in California, and they didn't reveal who they were or where they lived. But the church there had been called and asked that the members take in 500 people into their homes. They weren't to tell anybody about it, and they were going to be so-called reimbursed for their expenses. But this doctor was really concerned that they were not screening the people. My question, I guess, is, what keeps the government from busing in people to any town they want to and demanding that they take the people? It's just not right. There's a fine line between compassion and being a sucker. And, they play on the fact that we're supposed to be compassionate, but I think we need to be compassionate to the people that live on the border, compassionate to the children that somehow have been bused or brought into Mexico and then into the United States. It's just a big tragedy in my mind.
It sure is, Jan. Thanks for the comments. Appreciate it very much. More coming up here as we go throughout the morning. Let me get the weather forecast in here for the Valley. First, eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, sunny, high mid-70s today. Northwest breeze, north-northwest 5 to 10. Clear tonight, about 55. Really uneventful forecast. Some chance of thundershowers tomorrow and about 82. Cloudy on Friday, 82. Saturday, sunny, 82. So looking summer-like, actually. Out in the oil patch, sunny, a 79-degree high today. Southeast wind at 5 to 10. Tonight, a few passing clouds and a low about 58 degrees. And tomorrow, some thundershowers, 84, mixed with sun. All sun on Friday, 77, and a warm weekend in store right now. Right now, 61 in Fargo. Tioga's at 52. Williston, 57. Watford, 55. Newtown, 55. Stanley, same thing at 55. And Columbus, too. Grand Forks back in the valley, 59. With some sun right now. Hillsboro is 61 degrees. up to Grafton 59, down to Kindred 61, Breckenridge 61, over to Fergus Falls 61 degrees, heading for 75 today. On in Detroit Lakes, 61 at this hour. Thief River, 59. Watertown, 61. Aberdeen, 57 degrees at this hour. And again, partly cloudy. 61 degrees right now in Fargo with a northwest wind at 9 miles an hour. What's on your mind? Let us know. 855-200-1776. We'll continue straight ahead.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Grab a pen and get ready to take down a number for a great deal. Affordable housing in the Bakken. 2 and 3 bedroom homes. Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota. West end of town, north of Highway 2, directly across from the Cashwise. Walking distance to school, Stanley, North Dakota. Look for the open house signs. They're open every day now. Or give them a call for an appointment. 701-628-1215. But hurry. 2 and 3 bedroom models. Lots of options to choose from. Even lakeside lots. 701-628-1215. Frontier Village, Stanley.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.